And good morning, everybody. Do you find, as people, we have a natural desire to join in what others are doing? I remember in primary school, whenever there was a big game going on in the playground, things like hide and seek or stuck in the mud or British bulldogs, before it was banned, I always wanted to join in. Even though I wasn't very sporty or sociable, I might not have even liked the other children who were playing that much. I still wanted to join in what was going on. Now, for the last few days and continuing until next Sunday, we have the chance to join in with God, the creator of the universe, and millions of other Christians around the world in a truly global prayer movement. We have the chance to join in what he is doing and see lives changed as a result. I'm talking, as you might have guessed, about Thy Kingdom Come. Taken from their website, Thy Kingdom Come is a global prayer initiative that invites Christians around the world to pray from Ascension, which was Thursday just gone, to Pentecost next Sunday for more people to come to know Jesus. Those who join in are asked to pray each day for five people they know who don't already know Jesus Christ to accept the gospel and come to faith in him. I joined in last year and I'm joining in again this year. Last year, I received a leather strap, which I put five knots in to represent my five different people. And because it's near my birthday, Kath even got me a Thy Kingdom Come mug for my birthday. So this week, when I've been having my morning tea break, I've sat down with my mug and with my strap and I prayed. But if you don't have a leather strap, don't worry, you don't need one to be able to join in and pray for five. Now, we're praying that our friends and family accept the gospel of Jesus, but what does that mean? Gospel in New Testament Greek means good news, the good news of Jesus Christ. That is the gospel. And it's that God loves us, that we've all done things which are wrong, that separate us from God's love, that Jesus, in his love, chose to die on the cross for us, suffering the punishment for those wrongs that should be ours. And that if we choose to put our faith in Jesus, forgiveness for those wrongs can be ours through him, and we can live forever with God in his love. God's love and offer of forgiveness bought by Jesus for us, free of charge, is central to the good news. But what about when our friends and family aren't looking for forgiveness? What if that person you're praying for this week instead needs something else from God? This is where the gospel shines in all its beauty and glory, because forgiveness of sins is only one of the many truths and promises we find in the gospel. And there is a truth and a promise in the gospel that will speak to the heart of every single person, including the five you're praying for this week. Let me give you just three examples. One, in the gospel, we find family. God is our heavenly father. When we put our faith in him, we are adopted into his family, given the right to be called children of God. Two, in the gospel, we find God's perfect justice, for we are promised that the wicked who evade justice in this life will receive due punishment for their crimes. Three, we find understanding. For when we see this world as God's creation and see ourselves as people made in his image, things start to make sense. Family, justice, understanding, these are just a few of the many aspects of God's gloriously rich gospel, things which we receive through Jesus when we put our trust in him. It isn't always the message of forgiveness from sins that brings a person to Jesus. I know someone who told me she gave her life to God because she learned that God had a plan and a purpose for her, that God gave her life the meaning and direction that she'd been searching for. Could this also be true for the people you're praying for? I'm going to put a few questions on the screen now and give you a few seconds to think about them. This, then, is the gospel that we are praying for our friends and family to accept. For there is a promise in the gospel that will speak to each of their hearts. And if you haven't accepted the gospel of Christ yet, but you want to, or you simply want to know more about it and about Jesus, please send us a message on the Facebook page or put a comment down below, and we'd love to get in touch with you and tell you more. The fact that Thy Kingdom Come runs between Ascension and Pentecost is no accident. To find out why, let's look very briefly at the story of Acts 1-2, the story of the early church, and this is talking about Jesus' disciples. Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." When he said this, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. They returned to Jerusalem and were constantly devoting themselves to prayer. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and about 3,000 persons were added to their number. When Jesus left the disciples, he promised to send them the Holy Spirit, one of the three persons of God, to guide them and empower them. And as they waited for the Spirit, between Ascension, which was when Jesus ascended to heaven, and Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down, they prayed, full of anticipation and expectation. We don't know what they prayed, but I imagine it was something like, "Come, Holy Spirit." They were waiting for the Spirit to come because they knew their reliance on him was total, that on their own, without him, they could do nothing. And this is exactly the same with us. We can do nothing on our own. It is the Holy Spirit who convicts people's hearts and brings them to faith in Jesus, not us. So we pray for the Spirit to come and touch the lives of our five friends and speak these gospel truths into their hearts, praying between Ascension and Pentecost, "Come, Holy Spirit," like Jesus' disciples before us did, that our loved ones might respond to the Spirit and turn to Christ. I said before that we were joining in with what God is already doing, and that is completely true. Archbishop Justin Welby said of Thy Kingdom Come, "I cannot remember in my life anything that I've been involved in where I have so clearly sensed the work of the Spirit." We know that God loves everyone, and we know that it is God's desire that people believe in Jesus and are saved. And because we know this, we can be expectant that God will work powerfully and that people will come to him over these 11 days. God is on the move, so let's join in. So if you're taking part in Thy Kingdom Come, in a moment, please tell us in the comments so I can pray for you when I finish. And if you aren't yet, I'm going to give you a few seconds to ask God to guide you to the five people he wants you to be praying for this week. I really want to encourage you to get involved with Thy Kingdom Come this week if you aren't already. There are loads of resources available online if you search Thy Kingdom Come, loads of stuff to help you get stuck in and praying with your friends and your family to come to know Jesus. And as we can't do this on our own, let's come to God in prayer now and ask for his help and his guidance. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work you are currently doing, and that you call us to join you in it. Lord, we want to answer that call. And so we ask for your perseverance and hope as we pray for those we love to come to know you. Please, Lord God, bring those we love and are praying for to faith in your Son, Jesus. Lord, we pray for the people that Jenny and Colin are praying for. We pray for Paul's 5. We pray for Judith's 5. We pray for Simon's 5, Karen's 5, Louise's 5, Kirsty's 5, Louise Franklin's 5. Lord, would you draw all of these people who you know and love that we're praying for to yourself. Amen.